for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe au lait, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Jedline. Father God, as we come before you this morning, just want to say thank you. Just want to say thank you for your steadfast, always abounding, ever increasing faith this morning. I thank you, Lord God, your word says that for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Lord God, my prayer for this morning is increase our faith in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to attempt to put together two messages. And if not, I have to do one today and one, but I got to get them together because the first one is faith in the Word of God wins. And the second part B is the key to winning faith. The key to winning faith is releasing your faith. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and get started, and prayerfully I can get this whole message out this morning. We'll see. I'm going to do my best. I'm coming from Jeremiah 17:14 in the Authorized King James Version of the Bible, which says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise." God says to you this morning, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." If 3 million people could believe it and find perfect health and strength under the law, can we not also believe it who are living under grace, mercy, and truth to be a healthy body of Christ? Faith, you can post this in the chat room. Faith is never feeling, nor is feeling ever faith. You got that? Faith is never feeling, nor is feeling ever faith. People who judge their receiving anything from God, especially by their, especially for a healing, people who judge their receiving anything from God, especially their healing, by their feelings, will never acknowledge anything directly to God's word. Because they believe that if they got healing, it's because they felt good. They believe that if they felt bad, they didn't get the healing. And this is because they never give any place to the Word of God and what God's Word says. People that believe in their feelings have a tendency to not believe in what the Word of God says, and they really don't believe God's promises to them. Brothers and sisters, you're going to have to get away from this old line of feelings. I feel this, or I don't feel that. Putting your trust in your feelings is not a good place to be in with God. God wants you and I to trust and believe in His Word. And believing in His Word, you then will develop and have real, steadfast faith in God. Because faith in the Word of God equals faith in God, And faith in God wins. Can you post that? Faith in the Word of God equals faith in God, and faith in God wins. Because faith in God develops within us winning truth. Faith in the Word of God in Exodus 15:26 says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Well, what is the voice of the Lord saying? How is the voice of the Lord speaking? Of course, it's through his word. And will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. Then God says, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Can you put that in the chat room? I am the Lord that healeth thee. You see, as long as there is a doubt, as long as there is one single doubt in your mind or within your heart as to whether or not you will receive anything from God, especially a healing, faith cannot exist. And until faith is exercised without doubt or wavering, the things of God cannot come to you, especially healing. Because the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. But it goes on to say this, but let him or her ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man or woman think that he or she shall receive anything of the Lord. So what I just said was, the man or the woman that comes to God must believe that he is what? That he's God. That he's what? Completely God. That he's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord your provider. That he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. That he's Jehovah Nisi, the Lord your banner. That he's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord your peace. That he's Jehovah Roy, the Lord your shepherd. That he's Jehovah Sikhanu, the Lord your righteousness. You got to believe it. And then the Bible says you got to ask God. You got to ask him believing and not wavering. Not ask him today and lie and say you got it. And then tomorrow, you ain't got it. That's wavering. They're saying, I believe God, and then your actions show you don't believe God. The Bible says, for he that wavereth, is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But you need to really get this right here. For let not that man or woman think he or she shall receive anything of the Lord. That's James 1:6-7. Knowing this, brothers and sisters, I say knowing it in your knower, provides a ground on which you can have confidence. You can have confidence that God will keep his promises to you. Why? Because his word says that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath God spoken, and shall God not make it good? That's Numbers 23:19. The Bible says, there hath not one failed word of all God's promises. Not one. Not one. 1 Kings 8:56. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalm 119:89. I, God, will hasten my word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. That word hasten means that God is saying, I will watch over my word to perform my word. God is saying, I will look after my word to perform my word for you. God is saying, I will protect to perform my word for you. God is saying, I will stand behind my word to perform my word for you. You see, God in all of his infinite power will stand behind his word to perform it for you. Do you believe that? That's the question. That's the only question. In the word of God in Mark 1:40, the word of God says, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. Jesus answered him, brothers and sisters, I will. Let that I will settle it for you. If Jesus wills to healing anyone, then Jesus wills to healing all. That is, all that come to him in faith, believing. If Jesus wills to heal all, then Jesus wills to heal you too. Jesus is not willing that anyone perish. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Jesus, should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:15 says that whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, but have eternal life. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Put this in the chat room. There is no respect of persons with God. But with God, there is a respect of faith. Some parents show favor to their children, but God doesn't do that. When we do our part by our faith, God is always faithful to do his part in response to our faith. Every time. Every time. The benefits of Calvary are for you. If God healed all then, God still heals all today. That is, all that come to him for healing with faith in his word. That is all that come to him for their healing or to receive anything from God. Receiving from God requires believing in God. Post that in the chat room. Receiving from God requires believing in God. Faith in God, please get this. Holy Ghost, help them receive this. Faith in God receives from God. I said, faith in God receives from God. Because faith in God believes and receives from God. You see, God is a good God. God is a giving God. God is a sending God. God is an understanding God. And God requires that you have faith in him, understanding God. And God requires that you have faith in his word, understanding God. And God requires that you, by faith in him, receive his word, understanding God. James chapter 1, verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him. And he healed them all. I say he healed them all. Matthew 14, 36. And they besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched Jesus were made perfectly whole. The Bible says the whole multitude sought to touch Jesus. And Jesus healed them all. Luke chapter 6, verse 19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him. Look at here. For there went virtue out of him and healed them all. The Bible says, when the evening was come, they brought unto Jesus many that were possessed with devils. And Jesus cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, 17. When the evening was come, they brought unto Jesus many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, Jesus, took your infirmity. Himself, Jesus, bear your sicknesses. You are the your in our Jesus. He took your infirmity. Jesus is still bearing your sicknesses. Jesus is still bearing your diseases. Always remember, God is bound by his covenant. to continue to heal all. Psalm 89. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with various diseases brought them unto Jesus. And Jesus laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Every one of them was healed. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. All means all, brothers and sisters. All that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Jesus, the same body that bled for your sins. Jesus, the same body that took the stripes for your healing. If you can receive and can believe this, then you must admit that when it comes to your salvation, healing is salvation of your body. You see, this word mixed with faith this morning, according to Hebrews 4 and 2, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. This word this morning, mixed with your faith this morning, will cause your faith to come alive, because your spirit man knows that faith in God cannot fail, because living faith comes by hearing the living word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick. For the word of God is powerful. And the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. For the word of God is piercing, even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. For the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. For the word of God is able to make the impossible possible in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. If you are a believer who is a receiver of the word of God, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I want to introduce you to the truth this morning. Jesus is the truth. Brothers and sisters, the truth is Jesus' will is for every one of you. Jesus' will is for every one of you that has called a believer to be healed. To be healed from sin. To be healed from sickness. To be healed from all diseases. If Jesus did not want you healed, why? Ask yourself. If Jesus didn't want you healed, why did he take the stripes by which you were healed? Isaiah 53 and 5. But he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. the chastisement of your peace was upon him. And with his stripes, you are healed. Hear me this morning. God is, I said, God is the great I am, not the great I was. God says, I am the Lord that healeth you. When God says, I am, that means that the promise, hallelujah, of God is good today, that the promise of God is good right now. And God is saying to you, I am the Lord that healeth you. Hallelujah. God is saying to you tomorrow, I am the God that healeth you. God is saying to you into eternity, I am the God that heals you. You see, tomorrow, God will be saying the same thing. And God's word will mean the same thing. I am the God. I am your Lord. I am your Savior that healeth you. Why? Because our God is the great I am. There is no maybe with God. God still heals all. I said all that come to him, believe in him, to receive from him his promises to them. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Then touch ye their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. James 1 and 6. But let you ask in faith, nothing wavering. Let you ask in faith, believing that God's word is true. Let you ask in faith, believing that God is in his word. Hallelujah. God's word is a revelation. God is in his word. Are you hearing me this morning? And God's word is a revelation of himself to you. The question is, are you able to believe and receive God's word? God's word is God himself. Are you able to comprehend? Are you able to believe it? You see, in order for the word to work for you, you first got to receive it as the living word of God. If you can first receive it, then you can believe it. And if you can believe it, you can release your faith to touch his faith and his will, according to his word, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This morning, I want to help you to come into agreement with God by releasing your faith. I want you to begin to focus right now on God's Holy Spirit, fulfilling your need to be healed. You see, I want you to think about God's love for you. And I want you to think about his presence where you are right now. I want you to begin to see him and acknowledge him. Then, brothers and sisters, Jesus will begin to minister to you. If you will release your faith, the anointing of God and the gifts of God's own Holy Spirit will come into operation, giving you truth, wisdom, direction, revelation, and miracles in your own life. I want to encourage you this morning to come forth, be bold, and believe God that the dreams and the desires that he has put in your heart are coming to pass right now. You see, God loves you, and God wants you to be blessed in every area of your life. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. I love how this reads in the Living Translation. If you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I will make you rich. But if you keep turning your back and refusing to listen to me, you'll be killed by your enemies. You see, there's a blessing when we're obedient, which means being submissive to the authority of God, which means being submissive to the authority of Jesus, which means being submissive to God's own Holy Spirit, which means respecting the anointing that is in you. When you are obedient, it will lift, because the anointing is the very presence of God. You see, but the other side of that is there's a curse when we're disobedient and when we do not respect the presence and the anointing and the ability of God himself. I like to think of it as centurion faith. The centurion in Matthew had a sick servant. He was a man under authority. He had soldiers to do whatever he said to do. They do it. Because his servant was ill, the centurion went to Jesus. Jesus said, I'll come. The centurion said, no. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. The centurion said to Jesus, brothers and sisters, just speak the word. The Bible says Jesus marveled at his faith, saying, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Matthew 8:10. The servant was healed on the word of Jesus. The centurion understood how authority operated. He recognized that by submitting to Jesus' authority and respecting Jesus' anointing, he would be blessed. Brothers and sisters, the anointing of God is the power, the presence of God himself behind the authority. The centurion's servant was healed because he was not afraid of this powerful principle of obedience. Therefore, he was able to exercise his faith. If you too will be willing and obedient, God said, you will eat the good or the fat of the land. Brothers and sisters, an anointed word can revolutionize your life. Galatians 3:5 says, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? It is by the hearing of faith that miracles happen. Post this in the chat room, because faith gives substance to things. Faith in God produces the faith of God in your life. Faith in God produces the faith of God in your life. Many Christians, believers, never learn how to release their measure of faith like a seed. They don't seem to know how to act upon God's word. However, miracles happen only when people come under God's authority and respect the anointing and the very presence of God. Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel faced a terrible problem. They were about to be consumed by the enemies of Israel when God told Jehoshaphat what to do. The king prophesied these words: believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. 2 Chronicles 20:20. The word established comes from the root word stablish, from which our English stabilize is derived. Established means to be brought into a favorable position. God was telling the children of Israel through his prophet king that he was going to fight the battle for them and win. When they came under God's authority, they were blessed. A word from the Lord for you this morning. God has said, I'm not slack concerning my promises to those of you who have heard them and acted upon them. I'm still watching over my word to see those who would walk out and gather up the manna that I've rained down today. As you act upon my word and continue to do it, you will see your harvest come forth. Don't let anything or anyone discourage you, because the enemy likes to try your works. The enemy likes to try your works of faith. But if you will hold fast, you will reap in this season if you faint not. There was a time to sow, and you sowed. There is a time to reap. But if you miss this time, you'll miss the time of your reaping. If you're always waiting for the conditions to be perfect, I want to tell you something this morning. They never will. Since they'll never be perfect, brothers and sisters, they'll never be perfect in your eyes for reaping. So you've already sown. Maybe it's because of your disobedience. But God is such a great and favorable God. He's bringing your time around again. And he doesn't want you to miss this time of reaping. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Contained within this scripture, right here, is the threefold blessing that comes by being obedient to the will of God. God wants you to prosper. That includes having a job, paying your bills, having the things you and your family need. God wants you to be in health, physical health, mental health, a healthy marriage, healthy children, healthy relationships with other human beings. God wants your soul to prosper. This spiritual prosperity began the moment you became born again. But you see, God said, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You must continue your growth in Him by accepting the challenge. Hallelujah. Found in Romans 12:2, you being transformed by the renewing of your own mind, that you might prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. God says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee right now. I am the Lord that heals you tomorrow. I am the Lord that brings you into divine health eternally. Brothers and sisters, faith is never feeling, and feeling is never faith. You got to stand up, praise God, and declare. Praise God that you are living, that you believe the word of God, that you accept the fact that the word of God is true. Praise God that you, brothers and sisters, right now, lay your hands on wherever you need to be healed. Because the virtue of Jesus is going to come right through this line here into your own hand. Your own anointing is stirred up this morning. Lay your hands right now and be healed based on the word of God. Tell God, I believe it this morning. I receive it this morning. Lord God, develop in me winning faith, and don't ever let that winning faith depart from me, O God. Stir me up, O God. Father God, I believe it this morning. I receive it this morning. Oh, Jesus. I thank you this morning, Father God. I thank you for healing them this morning. I thank you for healing their faith this morning. This morning, we had a faith healing, a healing, and a restoration in your faith. Receive it! Receive it this morning. Oh, receive it. Receive it this morning. Let God stabilize you in His faith. Let God establish you in His faith this morning. Faith cometh by hearing. You have heard the word this morning. Receive it. Receive it in your inner man. I thank you this morning, Father, for healing our faith this morning. I thank you this morning for healing us. Everywhere that needs to be healed this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Can you just offer some words of worship out there? Come on, everybody, just raise your worship. Come on. Come on, jump it a little bit louder. Raise your words.
Millions of words can describe the feeling I have down inside.
It's hard to contain it.
So I'll simply say, Jesus.
Around. But can y'all try to catch it and sing along with us? Come on, help me take millions here.
Millions, words can describe the feeling I have down inside.
It's hard to contain it, church.
So
I release my words and then simply say,
no one.
Say it, y'all.
No one.
Attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No
more in your praise.
Give me more.
That changes things.
Give me more.
You can't take this lying down.
Give me more.
Can this be?
Give me more.
Shepherd, coming to you from under an open heaven in Dalton, Georgia. Jesus Believers Church, home of the 10 line. I'll see you later.